Daniel, he says, write to B'nai Yisrael. When you take a census of the B'nai Yisrael, everybody should give Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. But half a shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, that is the shekel that was used in the Beit HaMikdash. I saw a horror from the Baal Milchus Yitzchak. It's a question, why does the Torah say Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh? Could have just said Machzis Shekel HaKodesh, half of a shekel HaKodesh, and we would know what the measurement is. Why does the Torah mention the word shekel twice? Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Talked about Milchus Yitzchak. Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says, why was the Torah Machzis on Machzis HaShekel Davke? Why Dafka Machzis HaShekel? This is Meramis that every single individual in Klal Yisrael has to come on to another. No person in Klal Yisrael by himself is complete. Every person by himself is incomplete. He's like half of a group unless he gets together with somebody else. When he's mitzaris with others in Klal Yisrael, then he becomes b'shleimus. But if he himself remains by himself, then he's lacking in this life. That's what the Machzis HaShekel tells us. You're only a half until you get together with somebody else, and then it's a whole, then you're a mushlim. However, a person has to know who to even mishkabe with. He has to know who to get together with. The only way the abdus is not good to zah is if you get together min b'mino, somebody that has the same goal, someone that has the same she'ifah, someone that wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's an Indian of your master getting together with his master. But if it's going to be with someone that's far from your hashkafas, then there's no tachlis getting together with. It's your dua, there's a Mishnah in the Tzach Shkola, the first Mishnah in Shkola. It says, Ve'echad ba'ador, ma'ashmin al-ashkolim ba'al-akilayim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they used to announce, we're starting to collect the Machzis HaShekel, and it's time to uproot the Kelayim from your field. What's the connection between the two, Machzis HaShekel and Kelayim? So we explain, the meaning of Machzis HaShekel to get together with somebody else, but at the same time you have to remember there's an issue of Kelayim. There's an issue of two separate meaning getting together. It has to be together with the Min that's going to be conducive for your avodas Hashem, and it shouldn't be kelayim or min with einay minay. We'll see that in Taisha's chat in the Parsi. Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. If it only would have said Machzis HaShekel HaKodesh, there would have been enough if you have a half a shekel HaKodesh. And it doesn't matter what the other half is. That's what the Torah tells us, Machzis HaShekel, but it has to be together with someone that together you'll form a shekel HaKodesh. Not that it's going to blind the min b'shein and minay, it's going to blind kelayim. Together with the other person, it has to be a complete shekel HaKodesh. Those are the Baal Milchus Yitzchak. The dua that the word machzis has a tzavi in the middle. Before the tzavi is a ches and afterwards is a yud. And the first letter is mem and the last letter is sof. Zok the Baal Milchus Yitzchak, the tzavik is in the middle. Right next to the tzavik are the letters ches and yud, the ches before and the yud after. Those that are mechaber to a tzavik, the zeichet to chai. The zeichet to chiyuz, the zeichet to life. Lahevach, the letters that are far away from the tzavik are mem sof. The further away a person gets from a tzavik, the closer he is to Mises. Because that's not the real life. The real life is a life of Ruchnius, where you want to be Makar of yourself to the Tzadik. The Kravim are Cheskiu their Chai, that's Emizika life. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Someone that's Mizdavik with the Talmud Chacham, with someone that's a Ruchnius, a good person, is Mizdavik Mishchena. ruach alikim. I filled them with the spirit of Hashem, the chokhma uvisvuna uvidas, with wisdom and understanding and das, the chomalach alachshav machshav is to plan, to make plans for the Mishkan. Now, we find that Baruch Hu called out for that. Re'ei karasi. When did Hashem call? Where do you find anywhere in the Torah that it says that Hashem called the Tzalel? And what is the Re'ei? See that I called. How are you supposed to see that? Like Shefayishnir Zatzal, there's a money to get shot. The Kriya wasn't the fact of Amal Yosei Ruach Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him tremendous talent. And when a person is given tremendous talent, he can tell, this is the tachlis I was given in the Kriya. This is my job. If the Tzal was given special talents to do what he's supposed to do, that is a raya, that this is a tafkin in the Bria. So the A, C, karasi b'shem b'tzalo, by the very fact that he has those talents, that in and of itself is a sign that I appointed him with that. And that's a lesson to all of us. If a person sees he has certain talents, and he has a certain idea, that's a simon of a shemayim, he's supposed to use those talents to be makad b'shem shemayim. That's what we learn over here from the Tzalel. It's interesting, however, that the Rambam brings down a Medrash Rabbin Shemayis. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Sefer of Adam HaRishay. Adam HaRishay had a special Sefer in which it mentioned the special people of every generation. Who are going to be the leaders of the generation? Who are going to be the people that play a major role in the leading of that generation? And in that Sefer it says that Tzalel, who was already designated from the beginning of the world, he was designated to do this Melechus HaMishpat. That's where Ei Karasi B'Shem Tzalel. But that also the Chofetz Chaim says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a purpose, and he gives us a tafkid, and we see that we're matzliach with that, we have to know that this is our tafkid in the Bria. The Pasuk goes on to say, you should preserve the Shabbos because it's Kodesh, the Halalah amongst humans. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos, I'll cook you test on the day. L'chorva Yerushalayim el b'shvil shetilu l'ubo es HaShabbos. Why was the Yerushalayim destroyed? Because they were machal of the Shabbos. So, the question, in the moment that the Shuma got messed in the day, it says over there that Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of the Kimmel Aveiris Hamulei. Aber Yisora Gili Arayis and Shvitas Gamen. Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinaskina. But it's like Darby Nachal, why does the Gemara and Shabbos have to pick a new reason? Because they were Machal Shabbos, that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. You already know the Gemara in Yuma. This is the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So why is the Gemara Shabbos hearing this Indian of Chilul Shabbos? Rabbi Nachman brings down the famous Kash of the Rashi. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos, I'll take that. By Shashim, the Sachdus Ahar, the Lame just teaches me, Shekof Alem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ahar Gigim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up Har Sinai like a big, tough, over Klal Yisrael. And he told him about the Mekabim as a Torah Mutzit. Imlam Shom Tere Kuraska. This will be your burial spot. Well, my Rabbi said, Mikan my daughter, Rabbi Loi Raisa. And here we have a big dine against the Tzai, who you forced them to it. After the Gemara, Hodr Kivuha Bimei Achashverish. They were Mekabim once again in the days of Achashverish. He takes the Chiba of the Nais. They were Mekabim willingly. The Rabbi asks the question, but Churban Bayis Rishon happened before the night of Achashverosh. It comes out at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. You still have the time of we were forced into it. So why were they punished? Why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Why were they chased out of Eretz Yisrael? If in the times of Bayis Rishon, they weren't capable yet in the Rosh. What was the time against them? The Rashi gives a service. But the Rabbi Nachman says a service. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, after the Rav of the day, says that Babu Barate. That whole Shabbos that was Shabbos, that that was the Goyim of Churban Yerushalayim. So that be Nachal, that's why Chazal, that is why they were Moses, the Nachal was Chul Shabbos, Yerushalayim was destroyed. On Chul Shabbos, we don't have a Taina of Meidor Rabbeloi Reis, and we were forced into it. That's why Chazal were Moses, but because of Chul Shabbos, Yerushalayim was destroyed. And the rest of the Torah, we can say, we were forced into it in the times of Bais Rishon. We were not yet the Kabbal of Barat. But Shabbos, we were the Kabbal of Barat and Mara. There was no forcing over there. Since we didn't keep it, that was going to the Churban of Yerushalayim. That's why Chazal looked for a new reason. Yeshua's Yankim says, they look at Shabbos, ashamed of Levush, that because of this reason, we're Moisev on Shabbos, that deep in Lenu Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. He gave this to us with Ahava. And then it also says, B'Ahava Mikra Kodesh and Kiddush. Why? Kol HaTayra Kula wasn't completely with Ahava, because we were forced into keeping Kol HaTayra Kula. But Shabbos was given at Mara, we weren't forced into it, so there it says the Ahava was accepted with love, and the nail, but we didn't keep Shabbos, Yerushalayim was destroyed because of it. Vayara, as the people saw, he vayishesh vayisha l'revis min ha'ar. Moshe Rabbeinu delayed in coming down from the mountain. They come up Al Aaron, they gathered against Aaron, and they said, make us an angel. At the end, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, says Vayamid Moshe B'Shar HaMachaneh Vayomer, Mi Hashem Elai, who is for Hashem, come to me. Vayayosu Olam Kol B'nei Levi, Kan Shevet Levi. There was not one person in Shevet Levi that was affected by the ego. And every single one of them came to the call of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Sefer Darsh Mordechai, he asks a question. How is Shevet Levi Zoyche? That every single member of Shevet Levi was not initial in the ego and they all gathered to Moshe. Everybody else in Klal Yisrael, at least every Shevet. Every Shevet had people that were affected by it. Shevet Levi was the only one not. What did they do that nobody else did? Zot to say for Darish Mordechai that how was Klal Yisrael Nishul? What happened? The Medrash, the Gemara, Rashi quotes it over here in the Kitchen. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Yisrael, count 40 days. At the end of the 40th day, in the sixth hour, I will return. They made a mistake in the judgment. They started counting immediately with Moshe Rabbeinu going up. They really should have started the next day. That would be a complete day with the night before. They made a mistake in the judgment. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come back. And they're waiting and waiting. And all of a sudden, the sultan comes to every day. Where's Moshe? Moshe said he's coming back. He's not here yet. Probably died. Nobody listened to the sultan. The sultan made it dark outside. And he made clouds and he made turmoil. And it looked like the world was like coming to an end. What happened at the end? He made the picture, a form of Moshe Rabbeinu on his deathbed appear in a cloud. And Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael saw this. And from that they were nifshu and they became very depressed. And that's when they came and they asked for an egg. premises, we find this Yosef. Famous Gemara in the Sechtes Taim. The Gemara says over there, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu was not Nifter. Beg the Gemara, but he was the Safi Safinu, Vachati Chatinu, the Kavri Kavrinu. What do you mean? People saw that he was buried, and people saw that he was embalmed, and people heard the Hesvedim. And for the Gemara, Mikra, and he's Irish, have a drusha from a Fasid. Batov, here I'm the Yaakov, don't be afraid, may have a Yankov, I'll take him to Israel. Hinani Moshe Yaakov, may Rochik, I will save you from far away. The Zaracha, may have a Shivyam, and your children from the place of their captivity will not be Yaakov to his offspring. Just like his descendants are still alive, he's still alive. But what kind of a terrorist is that? Get a ride from the pussy. Over the Messias, people heard that statement. People saw that he was buried. What's the child to say, I have a ride from a pussy? Terrorist is up to Ray Kassler. If the terrorist says that Yaakov Avinu did not die, you could hear that statement. You could see him being buried. You could see him being embalmed. That is not the real Messias. The only real Messias is the Torah says he's still alive. And sure enough, Tysus over there, Mesestis Dinus quotes, a Gemara in Saita, that when they wanted to bury Yaakov Avinu, the Maris HaMachpela, Esav came to complain, hey, you're taking away my portion. And they sent Naphtali to go down to Mitzrayim to bring the Star Mechira that Esav had sold his portion to Yaakov. While all of this was going on, Chushim Ben Dun was hard of hearing. He didn't hear the whole conversation. All he sees is Yaakov Avinu's mukul with his Zion. They're not burying him. He says, what's going on? They told him, Esav doesn't want to let Yaakov be buried. Without asking any questions, he went. He gave Esav a clap on the back of his head. His eyeballs popped out. They rolled to the feet of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu looked up. He smiled, and he went back to sleep again. That was a clue that in the tears, Yaakov Avinu was still alive. The Iker Messias, the only Messias of truth, is the Messias of Torah. Everything else is not real. And the same thing over here. Shaded Levy understood that if Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to be back here for 40 days, that is the only true Messias. Everything else is shaken. Moshe goes on, Vayitir. Vayihika shekorev al amachre. When Moshe Rabbeinu came close to the camp by Yarisa Egel and Mechoyloi, he saw the Egel, the dancing, by Yicharab Moshe, by Yashle from Yodei as Halukhois, he threw from his hand the Luchais, by Yishabarois of Tachas Ahar, and he broke them at the foot of the mountain. Now, if you look at the Pasuk, when it says by Yashle from Yodei, so it's written, Yodei, was Yachid. But we read it, Yodom, was Rabbit. And you have to understand what this is coming to tell us. Why does the Torah write it, Yodom, was Yachid, from his hand? And we read it, was Rabbit. What's the feeling? Why is it made like that? The Yisrael answer says, I'm leaving the Gipshan here. The Yisrael answer says, that in the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted to throw one of the Luchas down. The first of the Luchas. But the second one he wasn't willing to throw down. That's all. Because the Bnei Yisrael were nitshul in the Chayta Egel. That was the A. They were nitshul in the sword of an Avayzazar. So that was only in Mitzvah Zayn Adam HaMakim, not in Mitzvah Zayn Adam HaMakim. It comes out it was only in the to the first of the Luchas. We know that the Luchas were split in two. The first five Tibbets were Mitzvah Zayn Adam HaMakim. The second five mitzvahs were mitzvahs that are not even the Bnei Yisrael were only nichshal. It made other markers. So that means to throw down the first of the luchay. That was my show name's intent. And that's why he tells the Chachila, he asked for the yodoy from his hand. He only wanted to let go one of the luchay. But afterwards, my show name thought it over, and he said it's not shy to have one of the luchays without the other. Because you can't have Ben Adam L'Kaveire without Ben Adam L'Mokhe. Ben Adam L'Kaveire in and of itself is worthless if you don't have Ben Adam L'Mokhe. the Yoyis get a Truva Nodim L'Chaveiroi, you have to have Yiras Shemayim. You have to have a relationship with Hashem. If you have a relationship with Hashem, then the Nodim L'Chaveiroi is a totally different Nodim L'Chaveiroi. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu has Charote, and here it says, Vayashlei Di Yozu, he wanted to get rid of both of them. Without Yiras Shemayim, it's not the Pshat that's blocking the Nodim L'Mokrein, but you have the Nodim L'Chaveiroi. Who are totally separate from that? If you don't have the Nodim L'Mokrein, you don't have the Nodim L'Chaveiroi either. That's why he says, Niyozov, Roshin Rabin, Vayashlei Rabbeinu L'Besayf, he let go of both of the Luchas. Pasuk goes on to say, "Uvavoy Moshe l'fnei Hashem l'zaber itay." Moshe Rabbeinu would come in front of Hashem to speak with him. Yotzir as Hamaste. Moshe Rabbeinu, when it was called on our part of, when his face lit up, it radiated. He put on a mask. So when he spoke to the nation, he wore that mask. Uvavoy Moshe l'fnei Hashem l'zaber itay. Yotzir as Hamaste. When Moshe came to Hashem to speak with him, he would remove the mask until he left. He'd say the Hebrew over there, Yisrael, when he would go back to the B'nai Yisrael, he would put the mask back on again. First of shot is first of shot. To block the radiation, the B'nai Yisrael should not see that light. He wore a mask when he spoke to the B'nai Yisrael. Of the Kiveger, Heiliger of Kiveger, there's a mayor that can shot the Zerah Petrush, what the meaning of this mask is. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam. He was the greatest honor of Mikol Adam on Shalom Ne'adam. Now how can he be the leader of Klal Yisrael? A leader in Klal Yisrael has to discipline them. He sometimes has to give it to them over the head. He sometimes has to show a certain keepers to them. But that's mamish l'hepuch of the needer of an honor. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? When he faced the B'nai Yisrael, when he was out in the open in the limelight, when he had to lead them, he had to mask his anavim. Over there, he couldn't act his natural self. His natural self was humility, but he couldn't act like that in front of the B'nai Yisrael, because there were times that he had to give them musar and he had to scream at them. So when he faced the B'nai Yisrael, he wore a mask, masking his inner anavim. It's only when he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he spoke to him privately, then he was able to take off the mask, and then he was able to go back to who he was naturally, and that was with his Mida. Now, this Vart is Mamish Roy for Kivega himself. If Kivega was the honor of Mikol Adam, Mamish. Oh, unbelievable, his Mida Manon. And yet, when he had to speak out against those that were going against the Torah, he spoke out forcefully. The Mice of Shehoya. It was a major machloikis between two printing presses. The printing press of Slavita, that was run by the Shapiro brothers, they were Talmidei Chachamim. And there was the Vilna printing press, that was the Rum family, that they wanted to print the Vilna Shat. There was a big controversy that went on between the two printing presses, a major disagreement. That Mamish brought a lot of Gedolim into the turmoil. The Rum family wanted to print the new Vilna Shas, but the previous rights belonged to the Shapiro family. And the Shapiro family in Slovita claimed that nobody had a right to infringe on their violence on this school to print. This caused a tremendous amount of noises. The same number was that Rav Kiveger Paskin like the Vilna Shas, like the Rum family. So, apparently, Brother Shapiro, they made a comment that Kiveger is already old, and he's being influenced by his son, Rav Shloime Eger, who for some reason favors the Vilna printing press. They made a comment to that extent that Rav Kiveger is being led by his son, who's telling him what to say. Rav Kiveger heard this, he had a tremendous faith. As if he doesn't have a right, he doesn't know what to say. He sent a memory, he says, Rabbeinu Shloimeh, if I'm going to be over Bottle, I teach your Torah, I pass in your halachas. If I'm already over Bottle, what's going to be with your Torah? He says, my covenant, I can be Michael. Your covenant, don't be Michael. And my son's covered with shemitah, and I'm going to be mitzvah. This was a member that he said. Well, when a tzaddik says something, Akron's lawyer, who was unfortunately, the Shapiro family got into tremendous trouble. The Maisa Shahoya, a Kodesh worker, committed suicide in front of the printing press, and they got into trouble for it, they got put in jail for it, and they had to go through physical beatings by soldiers because of it. They both became very sick because of it. A while later, one of the brothers met Rukiva Eger at some gathering, and he says, I know that what happened to me is only because of the rug. God's Pagayan is covered in the attic phases. But I asked the Rav, I stand from a Kosh of the Yichas, I stand from a Pinchas of Courage, we tell me to come him also. Where's Kavan HaTayra? Why do you have to suffer? Where's the Kavan HaTayra? Kiveyu, despite his tremendous anova, he said, Kavan HaTayra in this generation is me, Zehu. That's all he said. In other words, he was the Manik Hazar, he was the Paisik Hazar, and he had to be today and covered for Kavan HaTayra. I was today who was the biggest on us, over it's not a Steven. He wore that mask when he spoke back on his Baruch Hu. When he did his Egan Avodah, he did it. That's where the Anova came into play. But when he had to face the nation, and he had to enforce the Dvar Hashem, that's when he put the mask on, and then that's when he had to speak in a tough oifen and enforce the Dvar Hashem. A good Shabbos, everybody.
A good Shabbos, a good Shabbos, so short.
Happy.